Blooms of cyanobacteria are a major hazard to the Lake Erie ecosystem. They produce a toxin that can be deadly to animals and toxic to humans who swim in or drink contaminated water. The mass of microorganisms are often referred to as harmful algal blooms, even though they aren't technically algae. As is often the case in environmental matters, outcomes in one state can depend on what happens somewhere else. In the run-up to the COVID-19 outbreak, Ohio made a key breakthrough for fighting cyanobacteria in Lake Erie. But like so many other things, that's now in question. Andy Chow is a reporter for Ohio Public Radio's Statehouse News Bureau, and he's here to tell us more. Andy, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Andy, Ohio was on board with a plan that absolutely relieved an awful lot of environmental advocates and state government officials in Michigan and elsewhere. It's called H2Ohio. And I understand it was intended to reduce the amount of farm runoff that was entering Lake Erie and providing phosphorus to feed the algae blooms, right?
Yeah, so H2Ohio was a plan in place to address what's become a really big issue in Ohio, as I'm sure it's been a big issue in other states too, like Michigan. But in Ohio, it really became a political battle where lawmakers would square off on how to exactly approach the idea of regulating the agriculture industry, which is, of course, the biggest industry in Ohio, but how to create regulations to allow or to be able to urge the idea of nutrient runoff because, you know, like you said, the algal blooms have become a really big issue in Lake Erie. About 5 years ago, it became such a big issue that it impacted the drinking water in the Toledo area. And so what happened was the governor came in. It was his first year in his term for governor. And he said, listen, this is what I want to do. I want to create a special fund that not only works to mitigate nutrient runoff right now, but creates a fund that builds up money for the future. So it was supposed to be a 10-year plan to pump about $900 million into a program that kept Lake Erie clean. After negotiating and some battles back and forth between the governor, who's a Republican, and the Republican majority in the House and Senate, they ended up with a plan to fund the program for 2 years at about $170 million.
Wow. So that's why this was considered such a Herculean accomplishment, $172 million for 2 years. Can you explain how the money would have been spent in the agriculture community?
Sure. So the big uphill battle here was the tension between environmental regulations and the agriculture industry. And what this pot of money did was say, hey, listen, we understand that U.S. farmers are having issues when it comes to creating mitigations for nutrient runoff. Why don't we as the state sort of pump some money into it? So that money became sort of a gesture from the state to say, listen, we need you to follow these nutrient management runoff issues. And so the agriculture industry seemed to weigh in heavily and say that this was something that they were into. So that money really became a big piece of the puzzle as to keeping Lake Erie clean.
Andy, it sounds like Ohio's farmers who feed into the lake through the Maumee watershed were really on board with this too.
Yeah, and I think part of the thing here kind of became a negotiation battle. So before Governor DeWine came in, former Governor John Kasich was coming in with sort of a stronger rhetoric against the agriculture industry, sort of threatening harsher regulations. And then when Governor DeWine came in, he came in proposing a set of lighter regulations with money attached. And I think that's sort of the bargaining chip that brought the agriculture business to the table. I think it looked like a better deal to them than deals from the past governor.
So how did COVID take the steam out of this plan?
So right now, as with every other element of state government, COVID-19 is also impacting this H2Ohio plan. What the governor has said broadly is that he's wanting the state, all of his agencies, including the EPA and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Ohio Department of Agriculture, three agencies that impact the H2Ohio plan, he's wanting all the state agencies to look at their budgets and try to find a way to cut at least 20% out of every single budget. And that's what puts this plan up in the air right now. Like you said, and like we mentioned before, this plan had $172 million in a pot for 2 years. That's for this year, 2020, and then for next year, 2021. But with everything up in the air, as far as budget cuts go, the agencies aren't quite sure if that money's still going to be there.
Didn't the state also pledge to develop a set of guidelines for how much phosphorus could be released, a total maximum daily load, I think the term of art is? I mean, might that not still be maintained just as a way of measuring what's going on with the problem?
Yeah, so that's one of the big questions here, is that the state is making a commitment to really make sure that they reduce the maximum load that's dumped into the Maumee watershed and the Lake Erie Basin. And can the state still keep that promise and hold to that if they have to make cuts in this program?
What do you think the prospects are of any of the funding being retained for H2 Ohio?
You know, I talked to a couple of different groups, including the Ohio Environmental Council, which is a big environmental group here in Ohio, and everybody seems to agree that things are just totally up in the air at this point. It's hard to tell exactly where the budgets are going to be in the next couple of months. We do know that the governor is asking for a 20% cut across the board, but it's unclear where that money is going to be cut and if H2 Ohio is going to be something that's included in those cuts. What we do know is that H2 Ohio was a pretty big centerpiece in the governor's budget proposal last year. It was among several measures that he announced in his State of the State address. So we know that it is something that he was happy about, that he was taking very seriously.
Andy Chow is a reporter and producer with Ohio Public Radio's Statehouse News Bureau. Andy, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
We have just a brief update for you on that story. Since we talked to Andy, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has said that he wants to keep H2 Ohio going as long as possible. He affirmed it's still a priority. He couldn't say for certain whether further cuts will be made, but the application process allowing farmers to get into the program has been cut off.